Good morning, everyone. Hello and welcome to CNBC TV18's Market Buzz podcast. This is your host, Kanishka Sarkar, bringing you all the important cues ahead of today's market session. First up, a quick recap. Sensex rebounded over 300 points at close yesterday, while the Nifty ended above the 22,100 level, as buying in IT and capital goods shares helped the broader markets recover from the previous day's sharp losses. Well, now the Nifty has managed to respect its 50-day moving average at 21,909, which also indicates that 21,900 is the new key level for Nifty on the downside going forward. Well, on the upside, the index continues to face resistance above 22,100, and Monday's high of 22,123 was at levels similar to that of Friday at 22,120. Global cues, meanwhile, seem mixed. Overnight in the US, all three major indexes rebounded as tech companies gained while investors awaited monetary policy guidance from the Federal Reserve. Nvidia shares rose 0.7% on the first day of the company's GTC conference, where the chipmaker is expected to showcase its latest inroads in artificial intelligence. Shares of Alphabet, on the other hand, ended 4.6% higher after reports that Apple was in talks with Google to include the company's Gemini AI in iPhones. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.2%, while the S&P 500 gained 0.63%. The Nasdaq Composite climbed 0.82%. The U.S. Federal Reserve is considered certain to keep rates at 5.25 to 5.5% when it ends its policy meeting tomorrow, and investors mostly expect the Fed to begin cutting rates by June or July. Now, the Asia-Pacific markets fell this morning ahead of central banks' monetary policy decisions from the Bank of Japan and the Reserve Bank of Australia. All eyes are on the Bank of Japan amid expectations that the central bank could end its negative interest rate policy after 17 years. Japan's Nikkei opened 0.5% lower, which is still below the 40,000 level. The broader topics traded near the flat line. Now, the Reserve Bank of Australia is widely expected to hold them at a 12-year high, with the economy showing signs of slowing further while unemployment trends higher. The Bank of England meets on Thursday and is expected to keep rates at 5.25% as wage growth cools, while markets see some chance that the Swiss National Bank might ease this week. Investors in Asia will closely monitor China as well, where the top securities regulator has said that defaulted developer at the heart of nation's real estate crisis falsely inflated revenue by more than $78 billion in 2 years leading up to its failure. The China Evergrande Group and its massive debt have become symbolic of the nation's stuttering economy, particularly in its property and construction sectors. Meanwhile, oil held again with continued Ukrainian drone attacks on Russian refineries and OPEC Plus supply cuts in focus. Brent crude traded near $87 a barrel after a 1.8% rally. Now, back home, today's trading session will see a big block deal taking place in TCS, where Tata Sons will sell its 0.64% stake worth over 9,000 crore rupees. Well, just like the Nifty Bank is also holding on to its support levels. Although it came very close to breaking below the 46,000 mark, it managed to hold on and close above 46,500. However, heavyweight banks continue to put pressure on the index, keeping any potential recovery in check. Now, a look at stocks to track. So, apart from TCS, Aditya Birla Sun Life AMC will be in focus as promoters plan to sell 3.3 crore shares, or that is 11.47% of the total equity, through an offer for sale. Tata Steel's UK unit will cease operations of coke ovens at Port Talbot plant. L&T Finance has got board approval to raise 1 lakh crore via NCDs in one or more tranches. Sonata Software has signed a go-to-market partnership with Zones to simplify enterprise application delivery. RPB Infra, on the other hand, has got new orders worth 94 crore rupees from State Industries Promotion Corporation of Tamil Nadu. Meanwhile, the GIFT Nifty was trading with a discount of more than 70 points from Nifty Futures Monday close, which indicates a gap-down start for the Indian market. Well, those were the few cues to watch out for today. This is Kanishka Sarkar signing off. Stay tuned to CNBC TV18.